This is the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, 1552, Baruch Hashem. This is the sixth day of Iyar Tavshin Yud Beis in Brooklyn. Shalom Uvracha. So the Rebbe says, I received your letter, again, without a date, there's no date in your letter, that your wife, may she live, agreed to put on a shaitel, a wig. May it be the will of Hashem Yisbarach that she should do so with a joyful heart, and very soon will she see with her eyes of flesh additional blessing and success in her matter, whether they are public community matters, individual matters, proper health, and for livelihood support, parnasa, for yourself and for your whole family member. I was also pleased to read in your letter that you set up a shir to learn with Harav Chosid Mareinu, says the name blotted out here, Sheyichya, they don't say the name, and also that you see more pleasure from your individual studies that you study. And from time to time, the Rebbe says, for sure you will add more delight in this as the ruling of our Holy Torah, that one needs to go up in holiness, that every person is always to go higher and higher. And Hashem's measure is measure for measure. So also from above, they will elevate you, Hashem will elevate you from one level to a higher level in holiness, and that way, automatically, are diminished all the limitations of this physical world, this world, until to the extent that even all physical matters are accomplished without any limitations and contractions so much. And meaning that you'll be able to study Torah and Daven and Gemilas Chasodim, be plentiful and have a lot, and you'll do it from Rechovas HaNefesh, the Rechovas HaGuf. Hashem is blessing him for Hatzlocha in your holy work.
That's what Chabas means.
Chabas means widening in a wide way, in a plentiful way.
Is there an age that they do the
shaitel
on? Was it a ceremony?
The marriage. At the time.
After marriage,
yeah. The Rebbe points over here. Oh, you know what? I shouldn't say that. No. Actually, I take that back. This wasn't talking about the marriage. It was talking about his wife agreed to put on a shaitel. That's happened later on in life. It wasn't the
is that a big deal? Sometimes they don't want to do it.
Well, let's leave that for another time.
Maybe
the note over here is the pan. I'm going to read as you requested on the gravesite, holy gravesite of my father-in-law, with all the titles of the Rebbe over here.